Good morning, this is Arian Bella with your 11 a.m. Zedlines.
In local news, a recent deep-sea dweller has found its way onto a popular Sunshine Coast beach and is believed to be the first ever known record of the rare species in the northern half of Australia. The deceased goblin shark was found just north of Coolum on Thursday, with Queensland Museum and the University of Sunshine Coast alerted to the discovery. Goblin shark belongs to a lineage dating back to around 125 million years and normally dwell at seafloor depths of around 1,000 metres. Dr. Jeff Johnson, a Queensland Museum ichthyologist, a marine biologist who specialises in the scientific study of fish, was present at the scene with the shark and remarked on how it is not unusual for deep water fish to be found on shore, although they were often eaten before they could be found or collected. So this shark was probably sick and drifted in from a much deeper and washed upon the shore. The shark has since been collected and transported to the university for an examination.
Australia's first mental health outreach truck is underway to be in operation by Christmas this year. Rise and Thrive Co., an ACNC registered charity, has plans for the mobile support hub named Checkpoint to be a tool to deliver mental health support directly to young people in schools, sporting clubs, regional communities, and other high-need locations. Checkpoint is fitted with two private consulting rooms, telehealth capability, and satellite communications, allowing support services to be delivered in areas where access is limited. Founder Janelle Parsons states that Checkpoint is about creating safe, visible youth hubs that can move with communities that need them. It's a circuit breaker that meets people where they are, not where the system expects them to be.
And in national news, a recent poll from The Guardian examined Australia's public opinion on different countries and foreign matters. It showed the United Kingdom was at the top with 53% of the positive vote, then European nations with 47%, and Ukraine with 41%. 29% of respondents had a positive or very positive view of the United States, followed by China at 24%, Palestine at 21%, and Israel at 19%. Trump's favourability in Australia has dropped from 36% recorded in June 2024, now to 28. 45% of the voters were aligned with One Nation, while 34% are coalition voters. In spite of Pauline Hanson's controversial press coverage and lack of public support on her takes, like privatising the ABC and shutting down SBS, 52% voted either considering or swaying towards voting for One Nation.
Australia's e-safety chief has told a Royal Commission into Anti-Semitism and Social Cohesion that social media companies have become more lax with removing violent content flagged on their platforms. E-safety Commissioner Julie Inman Grant testified in a hearing for hours, discussing her office's capability in dealing with online hate and negotiating with social media platforms. She claimed that Elon Musk's X-Corp was fighting her office and three separate takedown orders of violent content, including footage of the death of Charlie Kirk and the Bondi shooting. Representatives of X, formerly Twitter, argued that the violent footage on his platform was no worse than a gore movie.
And in international news, UK Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer has officially apologised to the victims of the country's forced adoption policy on behalf of the British government. The policy, which ran from 1949 to 1976, resulted in the separation of more than 185,000 babies from unwed mothers, as well as the bullying and coercion of these women. Representatives from Scotland, Ireland, and the Church of England have all offered apologies recently for similar reasons, but the English government had initially refused, claiming, quote, the state did not actively support these practices. The now outgoing Starmer says that forced adoptions were the result of practices embedded within systems across local government, religion, and healthcare systems.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny with a moderate chance of showers later in the day. It's currently 16 degrees with an expected maximum of 27. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band.
And that is all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back on Monday morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
Forever After is coming.